Okay, now we're not going to leave until I have some answers here. I want the truth. Zucchini, are you scientifically considered a fruit?
Whoa, Mindy, what are you doing over there, and why are you shining a flashlight on that zucchini?
Oh, I'm interrogating my vegetables, Guy Raz. I found out this morning that avocados are scientifically considered fruits, and now I just don't know what to believe anymore.
Wait a minute. Avocados are fruits?
I know. Shook me up, too.
Well, if avocados are fruits, I wonder which other vegetables are considered fruits. Please don't tell me kale.
No, I already checked. Kale's still a vegetable.
Phew. But Mindy, do you think we can get to the bottom of this after the game show?
Great idea. Okay, vegetables or fruits or whatever you are, I'll be back. And no funny business while I'm gone. Okay, Guy Raz, meet you in my imagination in 3, 2, 1.
Roll the tape.
Places, everyone. Not you, Squash.
And action.
And now for everyone's second favorite game show after Skateboarding to the Oldies, it's Two Whats and a Wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Two Whats
and a Wow!
Welcome back, Wowzers! It's time for your healthy dose of Two Whats and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats!
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off yesterday.
We gave you 3 scientific statements about the coronavirus and COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, and challenged you to guess which was the true wow. Was it A, washing your hands for 20 seconds many, many times a day is one of the best ways to prevent the coronavirus from infecting you and the people you love?
Or was it B, staying inside and avoiding close contact with anyone outside your home is the best way for you and your family to stay safe at this time?
Or was it C, it is extremely rare for kids to get really sick from the coronavirus?
And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's Cora from Virginia. Cora, what's the wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. This is Cora, social distancing from Virginia. And I think the answer is trick question. It's A, B, and C. Did I win?
Winner, winner, soap for dinner!
Cora, that is correct, and there you have it, Wowzers. If you guessed all of the above, A, B, and C, you found the winning wow.
I don't know what you've been told, but in the golden age, so many discoveries are jumping on the page. Wow, we're in the world.
Mindy, what are you doing? We're in the middle of a game show.
I was just washing my hands for at least 20 seconds with soap and hot water like you're supposed to do, Guy Raz. Also, I melted some peeps in my pocket, got them all over my hands, so now I gotta get the stick off. Also, trying to keep the coronavirus germs away.
Okay, anyway, if you guessed B, that's true too. Staying inside is the best way to keep you and your family safe at this time.
And if you guessed C, that it's extremely rare for kids to get really sick from the coronavirus, you're right again! But it's still important to do A and B to stop the spread of the virus.
Because if a lot of people get sick at once, it would be really hard for our hospitals and healthcare workers to take care of everyone. So by staying at home, we're not only protecting ourselves, but we're protecting our communities as well.
And by doing all these things, we can make it easier for hospital workers and scientists to work their magic and help us find a cure or a vaccine.
But in the meantime, remember, we all have to do our part.
That includes us, Guy Raz. Now, will you tell our winning contestants what they've won?
Well, Mindy, today all of our winning Wowzers will be taking home their very own invisible patient's tank.
This stylish, invisible patient's tank is ergonomically designed to fit comfortably on your back and comes with a complimentary 3-month supply of grade A patients. Worry about running low? Your patient's tank has an automatic alarm sensor and will recharge while you take a break. Your invisible patient's tank is guaranteed to work with parents, siblings, pets, as well as state and local stay-at-home orders.
Congratulations to all of our winning wowzers.
We're going to take a quick break because I have to go make sure that pumpkins aren't scientifically considered fruits too. But when we come back, it's another round of Two What's and a Wow!
Two What's and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for NPR and the following message for parents come from NPR and NPR member stations. Support your local station at npr.org/stations.
Parents, ever wish you had a coach or a fairy godmother for when your kids hit you with those really tough questions?
Well, NPR's Life Kit has tons of episodes to help you through the hardest parenting moments.
Listen and subscribe to Life Kit.
That's it. Now back to the show.
And we're back. And for all of you playing at home, it turns out that pumpkins are also scientifically considered to be fruits. But let's get back to another round of Two What's and a Wow, because our category today is vegetables. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. We're going to present you with 3 scientific statements about vegetables. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The others, just a couple of made-up whats.
Now, contestants, are you ready? Which of the following facts about vegetables is a true scientific wow?
Is it A, you can use asparagus to erase pen markings?
Or is it B, the largest potato ever grown weighed about 20 pounds or 9 kilograms, which is around the weight of an average 1-year-old?
Or is it C, rabbits should only eat a little bit of carrot each day because carrots have too much sugar for their little rabbit bodies?
One more time. Is it A, you can use asparagus to erase pen markings?
Or is it B, the largest potato ever grown weighed about 20 pounds or 9 kilograms, which is about the weight of an average 1-year-old?
Or is it C, rabbits only eat a little bit of carrot each day because carrots have too much sugar?
When you think you have the correct answer, write it down on a sheet of paper and tell it to your cookies in the cookie jar.
And check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Veggie Detective.
There are a lot of foods that we might think is vegetables, but that are actually fruits.
We challenge you to make a list of all the vegetables you can think of, and then start sleuthing to find out which of those vegetables might actually be fruits according to science.
Just like Mindy and I learned earlier that avocados are classified as fruits because of their seed. There are lots of other examples like this, and we want you to find them.
And when you're done with your detective work, snap a photo. Grown-ups, you can send these photos to us at tinkercast.com/share. We'll choose some and share them on our social media later this week.
And be sure to check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game, when we'll play another round of Two What's and a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grunman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, Find them at thepopups.com.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World, and our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time, keep on wowing!
Two What's in a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.